There are three times in my life where I could have died, or at least been seriously injured. Two were car accidents, one was a fire that I made it through. So I just want to talk about that first incident. Now, this might seem like a strange way to start a homily about Christmas, but I think there's a connection. I think that what I experienced is something that can help remind us of what Christmas is about, what it means that Jesus came among us, that he took flesh. So I was 23 years old. It was my second year after college. I worked for a few years after college in college athletics. In this case, I was working now at St. Anselm College, a small Catholic university up in Manchester, New Hampshire, with a Division II athletics program. So, just some context to my life at that point. I was, as I said, just after college, I was a little bit confused about what I really wanted to do, what I thought God was calling me to do, but I really wasn't even asking that question in that way at that time. But I knew I wasn't really quite sure about where I was going. My faith life was spotty at best. I would occasionally attend Mass. My faith meant something to me, but it was also not the center of my life. And if I had died that day, I would not have been ready to meet the Lord, certainly. And then the other aspect of that day was it was a winter's day. It was coming back from Pennsylvania, going back to New Hampshire to return to work. And I knew in advance that that there was going to be a snowstorm that day. One of my relatives had said that, to look at the weather, might want to change your plans, look at something else. But, being young and dumb, I said, "Oh, I'll be perfectly fine." So basically, the state I was in, I was dumb, I was confused, and I was sinful. And we'll see how that plays into the rest of the story and the story of Christmas. So I was okay until I got to the state of New York. There's Route 84 that comes across and connects between Pennsylvania and Connecticut. And that's where the storm got really bad. Ended up being a couple feet of snow on that day. And as I got to to Route 84, the highway was covered with snow. And as I started on my path there, I eventually hit a spot, probably doing about 45 miles an hour, where I just hit some snow on the road, just totally started to, car started to spin out, and I started to spin in circles. And so the car was spinning in circles. Now, there was a number of graces that happened in the midst of this bad situation. The first grace was that there was nobody else on the road with me. So, unfortunately, I wasn't hitting anybody else. I wasn't running into anybody else. No one was hitting me as this was taking place. The second grace was that I suddenly had a great peace came over me. Even though this was happening, there was a sense of peace. In fact, things tended to slow down. It felt like time had slowed down. There was a sense of God's presence there, obviously bringing me peace. I didn't hear a voice or see anything like that. I did, I think, see some scenes from my life certainly flash before my eyes. But God just gave me this sense of peace for whatever reason at that time. So eventually it felt like minutes, but it was certainly just seconds after the car had spun around a few times. It ended up landing against the guardrail, like a heavy wire guardrail that was ultimately facing the wrong direction because it was a split highway. The direction I was going, I'd spun around and was facing the wrong way. I'd smacked against the guardrail, and again, I was perfectly fine though. So, of course, now though I'm stuck there, and the next grace was that there was a young woman that came by, probably just a little bit older than me, maybe in her late 20s, I would guess. I don't remember her name. I wish I did, but I do certainly pray for her because she came and stopped and was willing to pick me up and take me to a local hotel so I could stay there for the night. And, another grace was that at the next morning I got up as I was able to simply walk down the road that my car had ended up being towed right to repair shop that was right down the road from where I was staying, so I was able to pick up the car there. And it turned out to be, damaged, but it was still drivable for the time. I was able to drive to Connecticut, and I had the grace of my aunt living in Connecticut at the time, so I was able to stay with her briefly and get the car fixed, and eventually get back on my way to New Hampshire. So again, what happened? God's grace broke in to my life in this scenario. I was dumb, I was sinful, I was confused, and God came into the story. And isn't that what Christmas really is about that we celebrate? It's about God breaking in the midst, and that's what grace is about. God breaking into our lives, even in times when we're certainly not deserving of it. We've done nothing to earn that or really invite that grace. It's something that God has done in the midst of life at times. And so isn't this what we can reflect on our second reading today from St. Paul's letter to Titus says this, summarizes this so well, that the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires so that we can live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's a beautiful summary of what Christmas is about and what our experiences are, what they do when we have that moment of grace. Now, I'd like to say that from that moment on, everything that there's a dramatic conversion in my life and everything kind of changed immediately. And I immediately started to focus more on the things of God and start to really focus on what God was asking of me. But it wasn't quite that simple. It certainly was a series of moments where God was working on me and working through some areas of unhappiness in my life, areas where I was wasn't sure what I wanted or what was truly going to make me happy in this life, in this world. And so it certainly was part of that journey, but it was still a work in progress, still something that was still happening. That over years it took me to eventually then, enter the seminary and start to really consider priesthood over the years that followed. But it certainly was a major event that helped to start that process. Now, as we look to the gospel today, as we reflect on the joy of Christmas, we look at the shepherds. The shepherds are someone who, also had that chance to encounter something dramatic. God's grace broke in, and they experienced this new king, this new savior who had come among them in the midst of just kind of going about their daily life, doing their daily duties. And so I see some parallels here as well with my life and my experience that happened back when I was 23 years old. One was that there was a sense of peace that came over them, even though they were meant to have fear. In fact, they originally says they were fearful when they first encountered this dramatic scene and an angel that comes to them. And the angel says to them, right, do not be afraid, for this is about great joy, the joy that God is coming to bring to humanity and to you, to all of God's people. And so just like I should have been afraid and fearful when my car was spinning around in circles, but God gave me peace, so too the shepherds were able to have that peace in that moment. And also, like me, their life certainly did not change dramatically from one day to another in the sense that they still were shepherds. They still had many challenges, a difficult life in many ways, as being shepherds in that time. That their daily life probably didn't look all that different from the day before to the day after. But their lives were changed because they had a new sense of God's hope, a new sense of God's working in their life. A new sense that they were part of something bigger. And so their lives were changed that day, even if their day-to-day life, their daily things that were going on, maybe didn't change all that much from one day to the other. So again, we see parallels with my experience, but we see parallels really with all of our experiences as human beings and as those who are on the path, on the journey toward God, and God ultimately coming to journey to us. That God is the one on the move. God is the one on the loose, as one commentator from a book I've always enjoyed about, actually, the Gospel of Mark speaks about God being on the loose. And so it is the fact that God is on the loose. He's coming to search for us, to break into our world, to invite us into relationship with Him. So as we celebrate this Christmas season, what are some practical things that we can do? The first thing is that we want to certainly look to the past and reflect on the graces in our life. My experience is one that we've all had in terms of we've all had times where God's grace has broken through, where something happened suddenly, unusually, unexpectedly, God's grace broke in. Sometimes that happens even in difficult moments and in things that are troubling or challenging. Sometimes God's grace even breaks through again in those situations. So we can all reflect back on our own lives and see, where has God's grace broken in a surprising and unusual way, where He really showed up, not because we deserved it, not because we did anything to really bring it about, but simply because He wanted to reach out to us in some mysterious way. And then the second piece is that we can also reflect on the opportunity that we have moving forward, right? To look into what is the hope that Jesus is instilling in us through Christmas, through what we celebrate that the Savior has come among us. That because of Christmas, our lives truly are changed. Even if the daily, day-to-day things don't change immediately, our lives are in the process of being transformed by the Lord, and we can move forward with hope. So we can take to the Lord our biggest fear, our biggest question, our confusion that we have, and continue to bring it to the Lord with trust and faith, and allow Him to help us unfold it as we move forward, as we take a step forward, each part of our lives, each day of our lives, and whatever God's calling us to in this new year ahead, and how He's calling us to love Him and to serve Him, because He first loved us and He first served us, especially when He came among us, when He took flesh through the incarnation, through Christ coming among us. And so it's a wonderful season that we celebrate here with Christmas. It's always a wonderful opportunity to enter into so many joyful things as we reflect on Jesus' great loving transformation of this world and of our own lives, if we're open to that grace, if we're responding to that grace. And so just to conclude, I wanted to offer a quote from a great saint, Saint Peter Chrysologus, not too well known, but he was a bishop in the 400s. Who was actually called the Doctor of Homilies because he wrote short but powerful homilies that we still have some copies of today. So just a quote, as he wrote a number of homilies on Christmas and on about the Incarnation. And so just to close with a quote from him. He said, "Today, brothers, divinity did not have its start, but humanity is made new. Today, Christ was born not for himself, but for me. So come to him and be enlightened, and your faces will not blush with shame, because today, as the prophet has said, He has placed his tent in the sun.